Infinity War is next week, is right around the corner. We have predictions. We have Infinity War posters. We have Infinity War, Infinity War, Infinity War. Marvel Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Welcome, Merry Marvelites. This is episode 176, and we're coming to you live from Titan, because why not? And I am Markia McCarty. Welcome to Marvel Movie News. You can subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News. That's youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. You can find us on Popcorn Talk's website, and you can follow us on Twitter. We're very active on our Twitter, so definitely do that. At Marvel News PTN, or also at The Popcorn Talk. And we do have a Facebook. We do. It's you can post on it if you want. We try to keep up with it, kind of. Facebook.com/Marvel News Show. Follow us. Like us. And if you tweet live, if you tweet the link out to our show with a message telling people about the live chat, then Aunt Manthony and the booth will retweet you.
Hey, everybody. My name is Aunt Manthony. I was so excited to see that Thanos is getting his origin story, because I just read Thanos Quest, but then I realized it wasn't like uncanonical, so I was like, okay. But,
yeah.
We'll hear about that later.
But I love that you've become such a Marvel buff. Do you realize that?
Since you started
teching for our show?
Yep. It's like the comic books are my dumbbells, and I'm just going at it every night. Just reading.
Yeah. You're getting your Marvel reps in. Mm-hmm. So yes, for our hosts for this week, we have joining us two very special ladies. I adore these women. We have to my far left, Yolanda Machado. You can find her work in Marie Claire, Harper's Bazaar, Broadly, Movie Phone, and more.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, we're live, and then we're also podcast. So
Ooh. Yeah,
that's for both. And seated to her right, I have Laura, and I'm sorry, Cyril. Laura is a huge Star Wars nerd, and you can find her just about everywhere all over the internet. Laura, say hi.
Hi. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to have both of you here. And of course, our associate producer, Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Hello. Yay. It's Tuesday and we're talking Marvel. How exciting.
I know. It's all been leading up to this. Yeah. Oh, wow. It's like 10 years in the making. Yeah, so cool. And it's happening next week. This is literally so the exciting. Last time that I will be doing this show before I actually see Infinity War.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, because seeing that on the 24th. And so to speak, with that, next week's show will be later. We will have the exact timing for you, but it should be 4 p.m. is possibly right now, because Koi and myself will be going to see Infinity War, and then after that, coming to do the show. It will not be a spoiler show. It would be a feelings show. A lot of all the feelings.
So many feelings.
All the feelings will
be. I'll be at that screening too, the 10 a.m. one.
Nice.
You're going to be all like swollen from crying.
Yeah, I know I'm going to ugly cry. I know that's just going to happen. But speaking of which, that it's all been leading to this, Marvel has a series that's called It's All Been Leading to This.
Really?
Yes, and we have one of those right here for you. There's a number of them. There's Black Widow. Mm-hmm. There's Captain America. Of course, I'm showing you. No, that's not the one. It's all been leading up to this. It's the Black Panther one, because you know me. So he's playing that for us.
This changes everything.
Up, oh, fighting Outrider. And then that's basically it. That's it. And that just kind of repeats itself. Yeah, but they have like these small series that is going on. You can find it all on Marvel's Twitter, at Marvel Studios. And of course, I just had to show the Black Panther one, because Wakanda forever. So, but along with that, we do have some more Infinity War posters that were released. These are specific ones. There's a Dolby Cinema one, as you can see right here. It's like since Infinity War is fast approaching, they just released two new posters. So for our iTunes people, the Dolby Cinema one is, I think it's gorgeous. It's kind of looks like a half and half. You kind of see at the top part, it's very cosmic, and then at the cosmic and a little bit magical, and then at the bottom is very earth based.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of devastation. Yeah. And then it's also the color of the gems in there. What do you all think about this
book? Where's Hawkeye? I'm always asking that on my Twitter.
I'm okay with Hawkeye being not anywhere. He doesn't have to ruin the posters like he does everything else. But I like it. I mean, obviously it is for the stones, but it could, like, I'm also wondering if it means more, because the groups are divided. Mm-hmm. Different colors, different areas, different things going on. And I want to give it up for the fact that Zoe Saldana is, in the center. She's tiny.
But that is interesting, right? This particular poster, they do have Gamora right there front and center, mm-hmm. Strutting towards...
Leading the way.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. leading the way. And then along with that, off to the right, you can see, we'll just say our Wakandan delegates. I have Black Panther and Shuri, pretty prominent on the right-hand side, and Okoye. Mm-hmm. And then also, right there, you have White Wolf, mm-hmm. Also known as Bucky, our Winter Soldier. And then up at the top, I love that you have Scarlet Witch very prominent here, along with, of course, Iron Man and Cap. But that's interesting, right? Mm-hmm. I like that. I feel like she's a lot stronger than people think. And I think that we are going to get something serious, happen to her when or if something happens to Vision.
Yeah, I feel Russo brothers have mentioned that her and Vision's story are an integral part of this movie. So I'm feeling like she's going to play a huge part, especially since mm-hmm. she lost her brother in the last Avenger movie.
Yeah.
So this is her moment, really, too. Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to have to make a few choices that are going to be very hard, not just for her, but for the team as a whole.
And then also there's a real 3D poster. I'm probably going to see it in real... Well, I'm going to see it in all the formats, but I'm going to see it in real 3D. And this is very... I think this is also gorgeous. There hasn't been an Infinity War poster that I haven't liked. I think if I'm going to choose a favorite, I think the IMAX poster mm-hmm. is probably my favorite. But for this one with the real 3D, it's got Cap leading. Thanos is this huge ominous presence in the back with Iron Man overlaid on top of him. The colors of this just seems to be all mixed of the colors mm-hmm, of the Infinity mm-hmm. Stones. And very much action is going to happen. Thanos will murder everybody kind of view for
Obliterate the universe.
what do y'all think of this? Just fun. It's like these last couple of posters before we actually see Infinity War.
I think it's fun. I like the other one better because it gives us a little bit more to contemplate. This one's kind of like, let's just put everybody and then the big looming darkness over. But it's fine. Okay. I enjoy it.
I know the Avengers symbol is behind it, but far away from me when I first saw it, I was like, is that the shield in a little bit? And I was thinking, I'm like, and then Thanos is in front of it, kind of symbolizing... He's gonna be dead.
And then there's this one, which is it's exclusive to Regal Cinemas from Movie Bill. I included this one because it's fun. It's very fun. It kind of looks like a swirling cosmic, let's say, drain mm-hmm. that's sucking all of the all of our Avengers into it. So just letting people know. And this is also going to be augmented reality.
Really? That's going to be fun. That would be fun.
It's just interesting, that whole swirly thing going on. And I like that they have an AR element to it. That's fun. If you're going to go see it at Regal, then you might as well, have something fun to do with one of the posters.
Mm-hmm.
So great. So with Infinity War, Marvel did release... It's a behind-the-scenes look at Avengers Infinity War, and it features interviews from the set. I don't believe there's any real spoilers in this. We're only going to watch, the first minute or so. It's just kind of like a little refocus. So, but if you don't want to know anything about Infinity War, for one, thanks for listening to the show, because that's what we're talking about. But then don't listen to the next minute. And Aunt Manthony, if you please.
How is this dude still alive?
He is not a dude. You're a dude. This is a man.
he's talking about Thor.
Muscular man. Muscular. Here we are on the set of Avengers. I've been lucky enough, along with other Guardians of the Galaxy, to join up with the Avengers and be here and get an opportunity to save the world.
Does it make you an Avenger now as well?
I don't know. I hope. Maybe like a third string Avenger, yeah.
I was one of the founding members. So.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, so he's huge.
I just like all of these behind the scenes. All the people that I've had the good fortune because to work with. These two particular guys. They're like a family. They really are. Yeah. And I really appreciate that. Special friendship and you know, and just seeing all of this just really puts it into focus for yourself because it's like, yes, this is what we see on screen, but then seeing them laughing behind the scenes and talking about each other.
I mean, 10 years, it's just...
10 years!
I mean, especially like someone like Robert Downey Jr., who literally has been...
The father.
Since the beginning.
Yeah.
And he's still having fun with it.
He still looks good.
He looks better.
Yeah. Ah, I love that. Oh, God, I can't... and remember way back when, Karen, like, getting rid of her hair for the role of, Nebula. Ooh, thank goodness we've come further along than that, that she didn't have to do that each time. But, yeah, just super fun stuff. You can see it on, at Marvel Studios. It's, about, 2.5 minutes long, give or take, so, go ahead and check that out.
It's worth it.
Yeah, but, speaking more, yeah, it's totally, it's so cute. It's so cute. So, talking along with this and what Aunt Anthony was saying before, and I know that Amy's interested in this, too, Thanos getting his own origin story, not to be confused with Thanos' quest that obviously already exists. But Amy, how about you tell us a couple of things about how you feel about Thanos' quest and him getting this story?
Well, okay, so prior to reading Thanos' quest, all I knew about him was straight just from the films that we've seen. Mm-hmm. But reading it, I really fallen in love with Thanos. He's so adorable. His little smile is... The snarkiest, like, cutest thing I've ever seen in a comic. I haven't seen that many, but, read that many, but still, he got me there. I appreciate that they're going to do an origin story. I'm kind of bummed that it's not really canon. Mm-hmm. So, but then I feel like that they have a lot more liberty to do things with it, and we literally don't know what they're going to do, because there's nothing that says, well, it's canon, so this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, the opportunities and... all of that, they're just endless. So, yeah. Yay, Thanos!
Yeah. Yay. Say that after he crushes Captain America.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
He's going to crush him.
But you see the smirk?
Like a peanut shell.
But his smile.
But his smile while he's doing it will be everything.
Yeah. I'll never look at Josh Brolin ever again. The same way ever again.
There you go. Yeah, and the original Thanos quest is... well, it's completely different. He has to go under after elders for the Infinity Stones, but he is so crafty with it. But he's going after like people like the Gardener, who hopefully will be played by Bill Murray one day or something like that. But yeah, he goes after the Gardener. He has to go. He has to break the in-betweener out of in-betweener prison to be able to get his Infinity Stone. It's this whole. It's a quest. It is well worth a read. It's only about 2 issues long. And the way that he goes is the way that he goes about getting the stone and the fact that he's doing it for love, you almost overlook the fact that he's trying to kill half the universe.
Yeah.
You know?
Almost.
Does she ever make an appearance later?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Mistress Death does indeed. Okay. She makes an appearance in Thanos' quest.
Real quick, I just want to go on the record that I completely agree with Thanos' quest to murder off half of the universe's population.
Oh, my God. And Anthony, you're supposed to be a good guy.
I think this is my heel turn.
Uh-oh. That happens at the drop of a hat. We're going to have to call you something else. But, you know, I have to say your voice does sound really familiar, Aunt Anthony. You know, I did DC News on last Thursday. And I think, are you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. My bad. No, they had a Batmanthony for that. So completely different person.
Totally different.
Should he be like Aunt Thanos now?
Aunt Thanos?
Antonos.
Oh my goodness.
I do like the ring to that. We'll see.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But no, that's great. We're going to get, I love this medium. I love that it's going to come out in books. Well, obviously I love comics anyway, but it's supposed to be a book. Thanos, Titan Consumer is what it says.
A book or a graphic novel?
I thought it was a book. Am I wrong? Chat room, let me know if I'm wrong. I thought it was a book, but if it's a graphic novel, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. So yeah. So any thoughts or anything about Thanos Quest or Thanos in general?
Now I'm curious and I want to read it because obviously
I love it.
In my brain, I'm like, yes. He's going to wipe out the entire, all of humanity. So I automatically hate him, but you're saying because of his smile and how cute he is, you're like, that's okay.
It's not okay, but it's fun to see. Like, I'm curious to see what they're going to do with him in Infinity War with his smile if we get more of that. Yeah.
Well, I've never read his point of view before. Like, I've always read him where he was the villain. So this is really interesting because it is interesting that to see their point of view because then we know the reasons why they do it. And so it kind of makes you have a better understanding and maybe empathize with them. But
it's always cool when you do that with the villain.
It's going to take a lot for me to empathize with someone who is supposedly smushing my cat.
For a reason.
Yeah.
There are no good reasons to smash Captain
I love that. Yeah. And there have been a number of Infinity War fan events that they've been doing worldwide. The one that I focused on because I thought it was just so adorable and so awesome. They were in Singapore. Smile. Yes, this was...
That's a smile.
Right? We have Robert Downey Jr. At the Singapore Infinity War event, and he is just all smiles. And there's a lot of photos, so just like flip through them while we're doing it. And it's like fans were giving them like... gifts and they were all in cosplay. There's this full like Iron Man outfit that somebody had in the crowd, and just it fills me with such joy. And it and plus something that we have to remember and something that you know people can be a little bit guilty of is that we'll focus on our own country and not think of the fact that it's a global event, like it's a cultural phenomenon type of a thing. And I think like stuff like this be like, hey, by the way, people in Singapore, people in Uganda, you know, people in South Korea, everywhere. You know, this is a thing. This is huge.
Singapore actually has one of, some of the best cosplay clubs.
Ooh,
they really do. Some of my friends are in Singapore, and they're part of this huge cosplay team, and they're amazing. And they go all out. They build it. And everything, and it works.
They build it. They have the technology.
I was in South America last year. I was in Peru, and it is the one thing that is so recognizable worldwide. Mm-hmm. Like, I was wearing the shirt, and people were coming, oh, in Spanish, ¿te gustan los Avengers? I'm like, yeah. And, like, it's a worldwide thing, and it's kind of nice in these very crazy times that there's this one thing that everyone looks forward to and can unite even just for a few hours at a movie theater. And it's beautiful. And I also kind of, I'm looking at this picture and we obviously don't know anything yet, but for one of these people, maybe more, it could be like a goodbye tour.
Ooh. Mm. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Maybe that's another reason why we have such an outpouring of love that's going on, because it's like, we don't know who's going to come out of the other side of this movie, or who's going to come the other side of this movie irreparably changed.
Oh my God.
So, I know, but I heartily encourage you to go online and look at, I think this was just this Monday that all of these pictures came out. So, yes. So, I'm correct with that, because Amy's like, yes, you're right. Yeah, I like that.
They're doing a world tour. It's great, because every fan's get the opportunity to see them. So I think that's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, go ahead and look at that and see how people around the world are, you know, responding to this. And keeping in mind, you know, Infinity War, if our heroes don't win, we all die. The entire planet. Or at least half of it.
But to see that smile.
To see that smile and that craftiness, I'm telling you.
I'm not taking it back, guys. I love Thanos. Yes.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, you know, comic book versus movie predictions type of a thing. Amy, do you want to lead us off with that? No worries if you haven't read the comics. You can just do movie predictions. Mm-hmm. Just some fun stuff. All of these, there are no spoilers because nobody in this room has seen it. If there is any kind of spoiler, it is not intentional at all. These are just us. We're spitballing.
It just means we're really good guessers.
I'm telling you. I was an excellent guesser when it came to Black Panther, but then I've been, like, consuming him my entire life. So there's that. But, Amy, get us started off.
Okay, so Nebula in Infinity Gauntlet has a little bit more of a role that I really hope we get to see in Infinity War. If you haven't read the comics, she looks... how do I describe it? She looks like she's been through a lot. So, obviously, the way that we know Nebula from the movies is not exactly like she is in the comics. But she gets to this point where she ends up, like, standing up to Thanos. So, I'd really like to see that and then just take a little bit more power and just see how they deal with that. Definitely would love to see more Nebula because I know, Markia, in your last poll that you did on Twitter, people just did not care if Nebula died.
They really didn't. It was a poll last week where I was like, okay, so which Infinity War death will hurt you the least? And then I was like, why, you monster? And one of the choices was Nebula, and she ended up winning.
Yeah,
because people were like, nah. They were like, no. She can die.
I think she is wildly underestimated. Agreed. So I would like to see what you spoke of, but I would like to see a lot more of her. Like, in that poll, my automatic choice is Hawkeye. I find him useless.
He wasn't one of the... I didn't include him on any of the polls that I've been doing, just because he's not really included on any of the posters or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the Russos have said that he is on a separate event. Like, that he's got a separate storyline. They said that in a recent interview. I've watched a lot of interviews, and I'm sorry, I don't remember which interview it was. But the interviewer had an absolutely gorgeous accent. Remember that? I think he was Irish. I feel really bad for not remembering this interviewer. But in that interview, it was like, oh, yeah, no, Hawkeye's in it. He's just doing other things. Along with that, it was Peter Dinklage's character you will see. Peter Dinklage, you will recognize that it's him. That's what they said in this particular interview. In chat room, if you know the interview that I'm talking about, then please, you know, let me know. And what was and I'll remember what the other thing is as we go to it. But yeah, with Nebula, she was like tortured to the point where she was in between death and life. Where it's just, wow. She was like a walking mummy zombie.
Yeah.
So, but in the comics, she does end up getting the gauntlet off of Thanos after Thanos like basically butchers everybody and is fighting cosmic beings. Like he's fighting eternity, the concept of eternity as an actual being, fighting and winning. Like Thanos is a huge winner. Huge winner. And then he's like sitting there with all of his like, oh, I'm so glorious. I'm everything. And Nebula comes over, yoink. and puts it on, basically.
I mean, they shouldn't underestimate her. I mean, she has so much anger against him. So it's kind of like sweet revenge if she's able to, you know, get exact revenge on him. Mm-hmm. And she's the person who stops him. Because they've been sitting on her for so long. She's a great antagonist because we know her story. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they don't explore that. Like, she could be the next Loki. Well, other than Michael B. Jordan's Killmonger. But, like, she could be the next Loki because she's so underestimated sibling.
I like that. I also like the idea of Thanos' children being one of his children being the one to take him down. You know, because of a combined effort. I believe in this they're making the Black Order also be, like, Thanos' children. Well, not from his loins, but people that he picked up along his travels and then tortured and butted up against each other until they became these honed, lethal, you know, weapons of his justice kind of a thing. And one of them, for instance, I believe it is Ebony Maw. And we'll get to that part of the show. But with him, he's like not just a henchman. He actually tries to stab Thanos in the back. I'm going just like from comics in general. So, and I believe that was Jonathan Hickman's 2013 Infinity that I'm drawing that one from. I read a lot of comics. It all mashes together. But yeah, so who do you think is definitely going to die? Like, definitely, it's definitely done. There's no way they're walking out of this movie. Right. Done deal.
It's Cap.
And
Bucky's gonna take over.
Okay, I don't want to watch Captain die, but because I know that Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans have not signed a new contract yet, I believe one of them will definitely die. But this is superheroes we're talking about. Do they ever really die? And number two, one might assume that they're dead. But in reality, they're going to just kind of walk away and lead a normal-ish or a life, you know, outside without being a super. And I think that's going to be Tony because of Pepper and her appearance in, you know, at the end of Spider-Man. Obviously, they're back together. Mm-hmm. And there was always this thing going on. Yeah, and she had the ring. There's always this thing going on where, you know, she wasn't completely comfortable with him being Iron Man, with him going out and possibly not coming back. So there's that. Obviously, based on what we've seen so far, Tony's going through a lot of thinking, especially being very paternal towards Peter. Mm-hmm. And as far as tech, you know, with Shuri coming on the scene, she's smarter than Tony.
Shuri's living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's living, though. Okay,
great. But I think that's why...
Because I will riot.
She'll take over.
But I think
I will burn the theater to the ground.
But I think that's another reason why Tony will be secure in walking away.
Oh.
And he might be mourning the death of, you know, Captain America, which I would be too. And so his only option would be to walk away. So I think we might lose two heroes.
Ooh. Lara?
I do agree. I hope Tony lives and he lives a quiet life, but at the same time, he is so determined to save the world that internally he won't be able to just stand back and watch. So if they both die, like, I you know what's sad? I kind of do want them to die. And it's not because, like, I hate them. I love the characters. They're amazing. But it just shows that the stakes are really high, mm-hmm. and that we could lose people. Like, I don't think we've ever lost anyone in the Avengers because Coulson came back to life. Mm-hmm. And now he has his own TV show. And I feel like we don't have anything at stake. And Quicksilver, okay, he's gone. But
yeah.
We weren't invested Yondu. In him. Yondu, we were invested, but he wasn't part of this major team.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we lose people who are the major teammates, and it's sad, and I love them to death, but it just shows that this guy is dangerous and
yes,
we Iron have Man a lot at stake for the next film.
Yeah. But I think there's going to be a major rebooting of stuff. Only because... So I took notes and everything. As all professional. I read an interview with comicbook.com in which Joe Russo stressed... The quote was, "It's very important that the heroes feel pain and that they make sacrifices." Mm. Sacrifices, not a sacrifice. So I think we're going to get major, like, I think at least those two are going to be gone. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say I actually think it might be a Hulk exit as well. Only because of Mark Ruffalo kind of pulled himself away from social media. Obviously, he probably doesn't want to give away any spoilers or anything. But everything that's going on with him and Black Widow, will they, won't they? He's obviously going through a few things himself, so who knows? And so far, we haven't heard that there might be a standalone Hulk movie, and they do have to usher in a whole new class for phase four.
Yeah.
And so we know for sure we're going to get another Black Panther. We know there's going to be a Captain Marvel, more Spider-Man.
Yeah. But Captain Marvel takes place before everything.
Yeah.
Before everything that happens. Mm-hmm.
So somehow all these new characters have to come in, and they've already got, like, what, 20? I read on my list it was, like, 24, 25?
22?
Yeah.
22 movies?
Well, no, I meant characters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, characters all together. Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, I counted for the press conferences. It was something like 22, and that's with...
We'll just round it to a 30. Yeah. I'm sure there's some other characters in there.
And that's a lot.
That's a lot of characters. Yeah.
So I'm not saying we, and it's very sad for me to think that some of these are, you know, aren't going to exist further, mm-hmm. but they've got to make room for a new class.
Yeah. I like that the chat room is, and somebody else even made this point, they're throwing out their, like, doing their predictions of who would die and everything. A lot of Cap going on in Loki, and then there were a lot of secondary characters, and it's like, oh, what? You can't say Thor or Iron Man? And that's very interesting, because we spent so much time with the, you know, the main characters that it's, you don't want to think about, yeah, Thanos might crush Cap's head or crush Thor's head in front of Loki. You know, that's one of those things that could possibly happen.
Groot could die again and then come back as his son. That we learned.
He doesn't come back. He's dead. He's dead, and that's his, the son children. Of Groot.
So then it'll it's be like, his grandmother.
That was such a moment for me. That was such a moment when I realized that. I feel like we talk about this a lot, but yeah. No, that was a moment to know that this is a son of Groot. Son of Groot, not Groot.
And soon the grandchild, if the second one.
Yeah. But yeah, with Popcorn Talk in general and, you know, Marvel movie news, all of this is thanks to Maria Menounos, who is an awesome individual and just like a charismatic being. If you ever have a chance to meet her, I highly recommend it. And for that, she does have a new podcast that she's doing, Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. And it's hosted by her, and she is the AfterBuzz TV founder. And that is every Friday on iTunes. And Conversations with Maria Menounos is going to feature celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, which is great. We're going to need this after Infinity War leaves us because of the devastation that'll be behind. So everything from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. And let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. So you can go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. It is free. Please be sure to rate and comment when you do. And, you know, let Maria know that Marvel Movie News sent you there. So that'd be great. So Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out. And then along with, Movement. Movement watches is incredible. Like, I'm wearing one right now. I love it. It's very affordable, and it looks like it costs a lot more than it does, because they cut out the middleman, so you get like this gorgeous quality up front. Mm-hmm. But Movement is not watches only anymore. So because spring is right around the corner, and Movement is dropping all new sunglasses to get you ready for the warmer weather. Well, spring and summer. So with sunglasses, for me personally, I am not great when it comes to sunglasses. I jam them in my purse. I just leave them over people's place. I mean, it's just one of those things. But which is why I started getting really, really cheap sunglasses, because, you know, I put money into it and then, oh, I don't know where it is anymore. The thing with this, though, but those cheap pairs look really bad. So with this, they're only $70. Like, it starts at $70 and they are gorgeous. I mean, I do recommend checking out their website for it, because they're like high quality. It's a premium, and they have acetate frames. There's no cheap plastic with it. And really, I really just go to the website and see what they have there. There's a lot of styles. I mean, they've got aviator, polarized, you know, for gender neutral, him, her, all of the above, and you'll find a perfect pair. So, and you can get 15% off with free shipping and free returns if you go to mvmt.com/Marvel. So that's Movement, MVMT. Yeah. So, they've revolutionized the watch industry, and now check out their sunglasses. So mvmt.com/Marvel and join the movement. So speaking of movements in general, continuing with Infinity War, so Proxima Midnight, it was revealed that is Carrie Coon that will be doing that. You know Carrie, I'm just going to call her by her first name because we're like that, we so aren't.
Besties,
we're besties. She was in Fargo, Leftovers, Gone Girl. So, yeah, we now know who three of the four of Thanos' Black Order is. So, Carrie is going to be Proxima Midnight. And then we know, Tom Von Lawler is Ebony Maw. And you know him from Peaky Blinders, The Infiltrator, kind of a thing. In the interview that I can't remember who the interviewer was.
But he had a great accent.
But he had a great accent. He asked about Ebony Maw and why that they had cast Tom Von Lawler in it. And the Russo brothers were like, well, he's phenomenal. And for that particular character, that they needed to have someone that could be a character, and so that it would make the character pop. And they even said that he stole the scenes that he was in. So, yeah, so that would be something else. And then along with Carrie Coon, for what she did with Proxima Midnight, they did motion capture of her face. So if they did motion capture of her face, then, you know, we could expect them to do the same with Tom Von Lawler. Mm-hmm. And then also the third member of the Black Order that we do know of is Terry Notary. And you know him from motion capture of Groot in Infinity War. Well, you will. Teen Groot. He was also Rocket in War of the Planet of the Apes and Kong in Kong Skull Island. So... yeah, fun stuff there.
I'm so excited for Carrie.
Yeah?
I'm so excited. She's so amazing.
She's phenomenal.
Like, she's going to steal every scene. Like, she deserves all the awards.
Awesome. Yeah, and speaking with Disney in general, the Disney-Fox merger. Yes, you know, that huge event. So, yes, there is a timetable. It looks like originally they gave us, were they like, oh, 12 to 18 months, you know, kind of thing. It looks like it's going to be closer to 18 months because they are looking at to close by the summer of 2019 with that. Yeah, and they're actually, you know, so they're taking... basically all of the, what I consider real entertainment, taking all of that and that's going to Disney, and then like sports and news and stuff. And I believe that the title that they're having for that is New Fox. They're like batting around with that. Well, in any case, the 21st Century Fox president, Peter Rice, he's held one of two town hall meetings on the lot with Fox Networks group staffers to basically tell them everything that I just told you. That this is going to be going through, and that it'll be the Fox assets will be 20th Century Fox Movie Studio, the television studio, and FX Networks.
Oh, wow.
For going to Disney. Ooh. So, yeah, and that the transaction will likely be completed by summer 2019 at the latest.
Disney's taking over.
Well, I mean, we kind of knew Disney would take over the world one day.
One day. I keep on saying that Demolition Man was the one that really said, because, you know, three seashells, no cursing.
Well, I went to school for law, and one of the examples one of my business law teachers used was Disney, and they cited everything, and this was like 8 years ago, so they cited everything that they owned, and the main question was basically, how are they doing that? And they're like, don't worry, they're probably going to own everything, including, you know, the court system one day.
Wow. Well, remember, The Simpsons predicted it. It's going to happen.
The Simpsons did predict it. They did. They predicted our current person that's in the White House. They've predicted a lot. They've predicted a lot.
I like how you said that, because I can't say president either.
So with Deadpool 2, because in honor of Coy, and they did release two new international posters. Well, I believe three in total. So for the first one, this looks a little familiar because if you have seen any Deadpool 2 stanchions in any of your movie theaters, it's a giant 2 and Deadpool with a, should I say, a sultry pose alongside the 2. He really loves his own movie. That's what I'm gathering for this. And the second one that we have Zazie Beetz as Domino. She's wielding some pretty lethal weaponry, and she has a Deadpool on the ground and underneath her boot.
Like a dominatrix.
With it. And it's just a white background, you know, but it gets its point across, definitely. And then the third one that we... No, we had three. Oh, okay. I thought there was a third one. Okay, well, in any case, we have those, and feel free to look online if there was another one or not. It was probably just those two then. Okay, so, but in addition to those, there were three new TV spots. We're not going to show them here because, you know, we try to do the real trailers, and TV spots tend to have a bit too much spoilery-ish. You know, we've gotten that feedback from you. So for the three new TV spots of Deadpool 2, they feature some new footage from the X-Force. And they did that during the premiere of Fear the Walking Dead, and they even had a hashtag Walking Deadpool to promote the day that the tickets go on sale, which will be April 19th, that you'll be able to buy Deadpool 2 tickets. So
Thursday.
Fun. Yeah. And then just because, going to throw some Black Panther in there because it's me. So with Black Panther, so the post-credit scene was actually supposed to be much longer. According to Sebastian Stan, there were a lot of things in there where it was him walking around after the cryosleep chamber and Shuri, like, showing him what to do, him playing with kids, da-da-da-da. And then they shortened it to what it is, and really it does get the point across.
Yeah, it works.
And also don't expect to see that longer post-credit scene in the Blu-ray release because they've already kind of given us the set list for the deleted scenes for Black Panther, and they are UN meet and greet, Okoye and Wakabi discuss the future of Wakanda, T'Challa remembers his father, and voices from the past. So none of those really fit with Sebastian Stan playing with kids and I don't know.
Maybe they'll release it on Twitter or something eventually.
That's a possibility. The one out of those that I'm most interested in is the Okoye and Wakabi discuss the future of Wakanda. I'm not going to do any spoilers with it, although at this point I really, really urge you to go see Black Panther if you haven't, especially before Infinity War, because get to know those characters and love those characters before whatever happens.
Well, in that, Infinity War. And according to the Infinity Wars trailers that we've seen so far, a lot of it might take place in Wakanda. So you gotta get to know it.
Yes, indeed. and it's a very real possibility that Soul Stone might be there somewhere. Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
It might be. There's a lot of speculation.
Or the Soul Stone could be Iron Man. I've read that theory, and then it wasn't that far.
He's triple dead now. If the Soul Stone is anywhere near him, he's triple dead.
Yeah. Well, I read that theory, and it wasn't a far fetched one. It made sense when I read it. I was like, oh,
I'm gonna have to read. I'm gonna search for that one myself because that is extremely interesting.
Like, it's a quote extremely from Iron Man 2, in which I forget which character, but. Howard Stark tells Tony himself, I think, or somebody else, that Tony is his greatest invention ever. Now, if we take it literally, obviously
parent and child.
But you never know. These are superheroes we're talking about.
Goodness.
That is true. Multiple times, my friends and I were watching, we were doing the marathon, and Tony gets, like, clobbered like crazy. We're like, he should be in the hospital or dead. So he survived all those punches.
Yeah.
Could be.
And, I mean, because then I think they're going to want to surprise us. And if it's in Wakanda, and we just got introduced to Wakanda, it's a little obvious. Same with, you know, Titan being the Soul Stone, because that was another theory I read. The one where Tony might either be it or have it in him or something. It's a little interesting.
Okay.
Sounds well, like I enjoy him all along.
Exactly. I would think it would be a Heimdall before there, but I don't think it's in Heimdall because then I believe Thanos would have had two, you know, well, three by the time that we saw him in the trailer. But, you know, far be it from me to be like, no, that's impossible. Because all of these are fan theories, and I love the nerddom of it. Where it's like, people being like, hey, you know what? This could happen. And you know what? It could. I don't know. I'll find out on the 24th. So,
and then we can't say anything.
Right, and then we will not say anything. It's like nothing. Because I don't want to spoil it for other people, and I don't want to be spoiled myself when it really comes down to it.
I'm going to sit next to you so we can hold hands and be like together.
I'm going to be ugly crying like the entire time. ugly crying and then happy crying, which is the same thing. So with the, we're going to go into TV now. We have some very small TV news. Oh, Amy, how's the chat room doing with everything?
You know, they're just thinking, like, well, what if Tony did have the Soul Stone? So I'd freak out. Sabina Graves joined in and said,
Sabina.
Out. Yes, we know her.
Hey, Sabina.
She said, I'd freak out if Tony had it on him. people are just throwing their guesses, you know, keep them coming. Jay Tesla said, I've heard the theory that Gamora dies to get the Soul Stone.
Interesting. Hmm. So many theories. I love nerd theories. I love them. Keep on spitting them out.
I need
out.
Him to explain himself.
Okay, so for some quick TV talk stuff. So, yes.
It's TV time. Koi's favorite web head sings this rhyme. Watch out. It's time for TV time.
So, yes, that was a Spider-Man. That
We're talking TV time.
Thank you, Spider-Man, for that very lovely acoustic version. Last week we had a fan appreciation episode and a lot of fan art, and there was a multimedia, and one of them was this We Now Have a TV Time song.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
job. Great vocals.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so Jessica Jones has been renewed for season 3. That is, it's definite. Renewed on Netflix. So this, to me, says it's a very real possibility that we're going to keep all of those Netflix shows on, well, Marvel Netflix shows on Netflix. Oh, come on. Give me this.
They renewed it because they want to keep it for that one before Disney comes and takes it away.
Yeah, so they're going to renew all of them, and then they're going to keep them. Don't look at me like that.
Maybe the third season.
Only because, and I'm basing this on the work that I've done, because I've done interviews for some Marvel TV stuff, and when I did that, I tried to talk, like, how is it with working with Disney and the Fox, and they're like, it's completely different, and but it has nothing to do with the other, so it's going to be one of those things that I don't think we're actually going to get an answer until summer of 2019.
I want my answer now, Yolanda.
I know.
Now.
Damn it.
I want to know that I can binge Luke Cage and, season 3, Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. I want to binge all of it. No, those two.
Those two.
I was about to say a different one, but, we'll see how season 2 goes.
I like Daredevil.
Daredevil's fine, too.
Okay, yeah, Daredevil will be, depending on what they focus on, they're going to...
I don't know the other ones.
What?
Yeah, but yeah, Jessica Jones is awesome. So I'll binge season 2 all in one day. It was a 13-hour day. There was whiskey involved because I was like, oh, it's Jessica Jones. And it was a fun time. A fun time had by all. And by that, I mean myself and my roommates that would come in every now and again.
I think they're going to need to fix a lot of issues that they had with season 2.
Like kill off Trish.
Oh. They really, it's, really...
Oh, Amy's face is not liking
well,
that at
they
all.
They got Trish dirty in season 2, is my belief.
She's the worst.
She is on her way to being Hellcat. We've got some fans of Trish / Hellcat in the chat. I mean, yeah, like, some people are even saying that they would like to see... someone said, okay, wait, Hogarth's storyline was raw. But Jessica Jones season 2 was cool. That was from Finn Soto. So, I mean, I actually really like season 2 of Jessica Jones because we got to see more of Jessica and that relationship with her mother. And then Trish really getting down and dirty and becoming Hellcat.
Season 2 was not my favorite.
Oh,
I mean, I have some issues with it. But I think they can grow from there. I'd like to see it as the middle part of the way we do, you know, movie trilogy. The first one is fantastic. Second one, you're always like, because it makes you hurt. It makes you wonder. And then the third one comes in and, like, just knocks it out of the park.
Yeah.
So I'd like to believe that for Jessica Jones. That's true, especially with such a strong start. Like, season 1 was fantastic.
So what's something specific that you would want in season 3 to, like, look forward to after seeing these past 2 seasons?
I think it's really difficult because when you have David Tennant as in the first season, killing it as Kilgrave, it's difficult to get another villain that's going to be equally like that. Marvel does really well with villains, but I felt like with the TV, like they're really great creating their villains, but I felt like the second season they really didn't know how to handle this whole mother situation.
Yeah.
And I understand why. It's really difficult. You can't compare to a Kilgrave as a character because that was amazing. And so I'm hoping that the third season will create and develop a great villain. And maybe it could be Trish because she's antagonist. I mean, she's Hellcat, going to be Hellcat, but she's also antagonist who's thinking about herself.
Yeah, she did. She was a... Yeah, I don't know how spoilery I want to get in case people haven't gotten around to that particular point, but that was very much a villain move.
Yeah.
Very, very much so. And especially with the emotion and the build up to that point where someone can see themselves as a victim or trying to see like, oh, I'm protecting everybody else from this dangerous threat when it's really like, no, what you're doing isn't cool kind of a thing. So... Yes, I could see where you're going for where, and wouldn't it be something for someone's best friend to then become the best villain for them? So, yeah, that's it. I like that take.
That's kind of a comic book canon sort of thing.
Yeah that and heroes meeting for the first time and beating each other up because it's a misunderstanding.
And it's also, if you live long enough to see yourself as the hero or the villain, what was that quote?
If you live long enough, you'll live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
Yes, like that.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, where the
nice
hero pull. Falls to become the villain, yeah.
Nice pull from the end of season one, Jessica Jones. So, yeah. And for people that have been asking for a while. So, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., season five is coming close to a conclusion. There are 17 episodes in, and that is Fridays. I have watched all of season five for a variety of reasons. It wasn't just for this. It basically got to the point where I finally became super curious about it. And with season five, you know, we're going to have Doom tell you about season five and this past episode. So if we can play that Zach Wilson with the Doom Minute.
Hey there, Marvelites. Doom has returned. Sorry, I've been so busy that I haven't gotten to do an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. minute, but here we go. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been nuts. The Gravitonium is back, and so let me just theorize for a moment. They brought the Gravitonium back. They reintroduced the name Dr. Franklin Hall to us. We found out that it's not just one person in there, but two. Dove Cameron's character, Ruby, maybe Sin, maybe not, is... trying to get the Gravitonium as some sort of super soldier serum for the new not Hydra. They're not Hydra, but they're short of Hydra. It's not as crazy as it sounds. If you're not watching, you should be, because the season has gotten so much better since they came back from the future.
Yes.
So much good stuff. We re-met the Superior, who came back. Yo-Yo maybe took him out. Looks like he's dead. VFX supervisor confirms that he is dead. However, that doesn't prevent cloning of that head of his that was in a jar. Maybe that head gets cloned at a massive size, and they give him little arms and little legs. That's right. I'm thinking MODOK. That theory continues. Fitzsimmons is adorable on their honeymoon. So much stuff. If you want to hear more, check out the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast on AfterBuzz TV. We had spent a whole hour talking about it on Sunday with Megan Salinas and Teron. Jessica comes back soon. Guys, it's going to be great, and I'm going to be doing these every week now. Be sure to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ThatZachWilson for more. And hey, while I've got you, let me plug the reason I've been so busy is on Tuesdays at 4 p.m., just after Marvel Movie News, you can check out my show that I'm the writer for over on Geek and Sundry called Game Engine. Marquia was a guest last week, wink wink, as a character. Be sure to check it out. It's a fun, fun show if you love video games. I will see you guys over there. Have a great one. Doom out!
Doom out! And that is the voice of Doom! I concur with what he's saying. When, at the beginning of the season, they were in the future and in space, and then that was there for a long time. And I'm a huge Doctor Who fan, so I was just like, oh, okay, I can get behind this. It's like a base under siege kind of a thing. And then it just kind of went it kind of went nowhere, and then it was just, wow, when are they getting out of space already? It's like, when are they going to get back from the future kind of a thing? And but I will say that I do enjoy the character Deke a lot. There is a character that ends up being pulled from the future into their current the current timeline, and he's just funny. He's a roguelike character, and like just like that cuteness. And there's this whole thing that he is, well, I don't know how spoilery I should get. I don't know.
They're all it's connected. Five.
It's all connected. And then the character that he was talking about, Ruby, she's like this platinum blonde that was engineered to be the perfect receptacle of the gravitonium super serum kind of thing. Like, it would fuse with her cells, making her into this, like, lethal, like, the lethal weapon for Hydra. But then Hydra, like, fell through, and that's why it's Hydra, but it's not Hydra. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, but love that camera.
Two beloved characters get married. They become Fitzsimmons. So the Fitzsimmons wedding that he was talking about. And then this past one was them on their honeymoon, having to, you know, fight LMDs. And yeah. So it's wild stuff. It's wild stuff. It really is. I saw in the chat room that I should see seasons 2, 3, and 4. Are you sure I shouldn't just see 1, 2, 3, 4 since I saw 5? It's like they're like saying watch everything else. If I have the time, I definitely will. But I will see this particular season through because I do need to know what's happening.
Now.
Yeah, I need to know what happens with Mac and Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo is a great character. I really enjoy her, and she's got she's an Inhuman. Oh, and she can like do super speed. But she has to return where she is. I'm like, that's awesome, and that also sucks, like, a lot. Because it's like, oh, no, I'm late for work. Get there. Oh, and have to go right back. So, yeah. But, yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then also we have a Cloak and Dagger. We're just going to go through this really quick. It's because Marvel put up a Meet the Cast with photos. And starting with the first one, we have a Tandy Bowen. Well, actually, Tandy, you know, Dagger. And she's played by Olivia Holt. And we know that she's a privileged little girl. She watches her family was destroyed by this disastrous storm that uprooted her life. And then she unexpectedly meets a boy named Tyrone. And it's a life-changing event. It seems, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then, of course, playing Tyrone Johnson, also known as Cloak, is Aubrey Joseph. And he's a young man who wants to prove nothing more than he is fearless. But everything he gets close to gets taken away. Now he's kind of more afraid to reach out anymore. So older, more sheltered, closes himself off, but meeting Tandy changes his life forever. And then we also have a Detective Bridget O'Reilly. This is played by Emma Lahana. Accustomed to working in a man's world, but she isn't looking to be one of the guys. Her New York sensibilities have hardened her from being too friendly or open, setting her apart from her Louisiana counterparts. So, Louisiana. Believes in justice. No one should be above it, including other cops, especially other cops. And there's a lot of other pictures. Go ahead to Marvel.com, and you'll be able to see more of Cloak and Dagger, which will be on Freeform, and we're actually really looking forward to that. What do you think about Cloak and Dagger?
I got to see it.
You've already seen it?
Yeah. Laura also does reviews for different
outlets. Yeah. I got sent this one. And
okay, so don't give us any spoilers. What did you think?
I'm going to tell you how I feel.
Okay.
It is really good. It's
better than The Runaways?
I feel like it's comparable because I feel like these two are, like, I feel like it's a little different where I feel like it's a little darker, but because The Runaways were privileged kids. And I feel like these kids were out of their luck, and and these are actually runaways. So I'm kind of like, I'm invested in their story and how they met. And Olivia Holt is just great in it too. Oh, she's adorable. Nice. Like, I've been a fan of her since the Disney Channel. I'm really happy to see her in this role. So a little more serious than what she's previously had. Ooh. And then you know, both characters, it's a great, I only seen the first episode, I have the others, so I'm like waiting, but it's fantastic. I recommend it. Like, and it's not great, it's not just great for the Freeform audience or the teenagers, and it's good for everyone. Like, I felt like I really enjoyed it. for someone around my age.
Awesome. No, that's great to hear. Because I'm really looking forward to Cloak and Dagger. I really enjoyed Runaways. Can't wait for season two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so hearing that about Cloak and Dagger, that sounds great. I mean, I was going to watch it anyway, but it always feels good to get validation for something that you're going to do anyway.
Yeah, it's great. I recommend it. Like, if you guys just give it a shot, like with the one episode and the one episode already that I've seen, it's just great.
Excellent. Okay, and then bringing us to Legion Season 2, I'm not going to go big into anything. It's only two episodes in. It is super confusing and, you know, things about, like, ideas being something that can be planted. And you're like, oh, is this kind of like an Inception thing, you know, with ideas? And it's visually gorgeous. And it is A-okay that you find it completely confusing because the star, Dan Stevens, says, everybody's like, ah, I don't know what's happening. It's like, well, you should know what's happening 1 hour into an 11-hour story. So, you know, it's pretty obvious to me that Legion is one of those, well, Legion Season 2 is going to be one of those ones that you are going to have to rewatch it. After we all get whatever that aha moment is, further into the season, then it's like, oh, well, now look, I have
for the
to
signs. Mm-hmm.
Now I have to look back. Yeah, I did enjoy episode two though, because I really enjoy Oliver Byrd. I like that character, and yes, we got him, and we got more Farouk. So it's like, whoa, this is shaping up quite nicely. Yeah, they've got me for the season. They know they do.
Such a great show. I have to watch it twice in order to get it or to understand, like, what's going on. Like, I watch it once, I'm like, all right, again.
All right, so that brings us to our Mary Marvelite section. So we have some quick shout-outs. Anthony Jensen at Artwork Jensen, who was the winner of our fan art contest of last week. Michael Beltran at Mickey Bell. Robin Beer at Beer_Robin. Kareem at Creamy Cheese. Alexis Torres at atorres890. Therio, God of Rage, at Asgard Rage God. Some call me.
I love these Twitter handles.
I know, there's some really good ones. Some call me D at Darren Jacques. Jacques. Darren. Wes Sager at Wes Sager. Tree Walker at Beno_V_Rock. Jenny Ruth at Miss R Z Hurt. Aaron Wilkerson at Aaron Wilk. And we have a sexy birthday shout out to Albert Witterama. Have been waiting all year for this. So can I get a sexy birthday shout out? My birthday is today, which was the 15th of April, and it would make my dream come true if this happens. Love you so much. So,
aww.
You so if you want to hit us with some funky music, Aunt Manthony, we'll just do a sexy birthday shout out to Albert.
Should we get one of these props to, like, dance?
Sure, generate? Feel free. Oh, well, hey, Albert. My goodness, it's around that time of year again. And look at you, another year older, another year wiser, another year finer. I hope he's over 18.
So fine.
So fine. Well, myself, Yolanda, Laura, and Amy just want to wish you a happy, happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday, Albert. Ciao. So that was
that was sexy.
No,
that was super sexy.
Thank you.
This doesn't twist, so I couldn't do a thing.
And yeah, for iTunes people, Iron Manos was getting his groove on during that entire time, thanks to Laura. So I did another Infinity War poll yesterday, and for this particular one, I said, so who's going to live during Infinity War? And then, oh my God, how? Choices that I did, and I'll tell you the reasoning behind my choices. I had Bucky, also known as Winter Soldier. I had Scarlet Witch, I had Thor, and I had Gamora. I wanted to do one of the big characters, so that's why I did Thor. Because, you know, it feels like he's going to be on his own separate, like, quest during Infinity War. I'm guessing that he's going to have to put Stormbreaker together, you know, kind of a thing. So it's like, oh, it's a possibility that he might live, maybe. So put him in there. Gamora, because, you know, being Thanos' daughter, be like, oh, see if people think she'll live. Scarlet Witch, because I do feel like she's more powerful than people that she's gotten credit for in the movies. And then legitimately, I just threw in Bucky because I was like, I didn't want to do another one of the Guardians. And I never really thought about whether Bucky would, you know, be one that lives. But after some of the comments that people did with it, and Bucky was the one that he won with 48%, 43%, and it was a total of 293 votes. Mm-hmm. For it. So yeah, and some of the reasons behind like Bucky living, well, besides things like, oh, because he's a total badass, was one of the things. But it's like some of the reasoning is like, yeah, he is a survivor. We are going to need a Captain America, whether that is Falcon coming and stepping into the breach or whether that ends up being Bucky. It's just, yeah, there was a lot of Bucky love. I was surprised. And then there were other things like a gif of Hook saying, kill them all. So, yeah, I adore you guys. I adore y'all with the poll. I'm going to do more of those because y'all are ridiculous. And
those are fun.
I absolutely adore it. Go ahead and check out the thread for, there was even a Jack and Rose, thing in that thread as it tied to Infinity War. I'm like, okay, y'all are just crazy.
Did they put Captain America's head as Jack and
No. Bucky? It was just like a fan theory. Yeah.
Okay, amazing.
Okay, so, and let's see, Kareem at Creamy Cheese, much love to you in Marvel Movie News. Started watching about 4 years ago when Ultron came out. Have been a fan since. Everyone over at MMN have been great. Your comic recommendations are always on point, and your positivity is inspiring. Keep up the amazing work. Kareem, aww, thank you. Aww. It's so awesome, your awesomeness. And then Anthony Jensen at Artwork Jensen. Whoa, just finished watching episode 175. So honored to have my artwork displayed as your profile pic. Huge fan. Love what you guys do. Thank you.
Awesome. Nice.
Okay, and then we have some fan art by Abinadi. And it's at Abinadigunz on Instagram. So Abindaguns. I'm going to say that, and Bendiguns. And it has Koi as Deadpool looking very intense. It's an intense Koi as Deadpool. And then it's me as Dora Milaje. And I have a spear. I'm going to say it's me as Okoye, which I love. And this person has my hair down beautifully. And I have a very, we're going to say a sassy look on my face. It's a very sassy expression. I adore this. Thank you for this. It's a pencil drawing, I believe, pencil and ink, and it's just very well done. And thank you for sending that to us. And then, as we told you last week, hopefully you tuned in to Collider Heroes on April 11th because we had a Marvel Movie News reunion. It was myself, Koi Jandro, and Matt Key, along with John Schnepp. And we talked all things Infinity War and Avengers 4. And we talked Nicolas Cage as Joker or Doom. We had to choose between one of those. And things DCEU. It was a sweaty time. It was great. And as you can see this picture here, yeah, we had a blast. And you can see it on YouTube. So go ahead and check out Collider Heroes. And it's also on Collider's podcast. So it's the April 11th. Episode if you want to find. I'm not sure if they do it by dates, but it is that one, which brings us to the end of everything. Any final thoughts from anybody with Thanos, the guy that's just misunderstood and just wants to kill half the universe?
With a smile.
I can light up the room.
Thanos, I believe that Thanos is the biggest romantic in the universe.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he's saying this from reading Thanos Quest, so maybe you should read Thanos Quest.
Best love story I've ever read.
Wow. It's like, that's such unrequited love, though.
I mean, I haven't read a lot, but it's definitely one of the best love stories I've ever read.
I mean, if you're willing to kill for the love of your life, I guess.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. So, Yolanda, starting with you, put yourself over.
What does that mean?
That means go ahead and give us your handles and maybe a new project that you want to pitch or you want people to focus on.
Oh, I mean, you can follow me everywhere. I post everything I do on Twitter, and it's at Sassy Mama, M-A-M-A, in L.A. Yeah, I mean, I'll be right along with Markia covering Infinity War next week. So yes. Tune in.
And Laura?
Yes. So I can be found on Twitter and at L Siricul, LSIRIKUL, and I'll be covering Infinity War with you guys. I mainly cover TV stuff. So I always tweet where I write for. So mm-hmm. I'll be covering next week with you guys.
Yeah, and I usually do movies. Now that you mentioned it, yeah. So.
Yeah. Which is why I have you both on movies and television. Yeah. And Amy, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. I cover a lot of shows at AfterBuzz and Popcorn Talk, movies, TV, all that jazz. So I will be mentally preparing myself for Infinity War. So yeah, feel free to watch my Insta stories as I go through this process of getting to that point. I'm so excited.
It's so such a great time. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Markia McCarty, that's MarkiaMccarty. And tomorrow I'll be on Collider Heroes with Koi Jandro, and we will be talking, probably Infinity War, but other things too. There's other things besides Infinity War, but, you know, Infinity War. And I'll also be on Game Talk Live talking about e-betting and how that's impacting the industry. So that will be at 1, and then you can see Collider Heroes at 2. So might as well check them both out. And then on Mondays, feel free to join me at Hyper RPG 6 p.m. PST, where I do a tragic horror RPG series where I play a stepmom in the future in a haunted house. But thank you for joining us today, and we hope to see you next week. Remember, it's going to be later, probably 4 o'clock, and we will see you then with all of the feelings, Infinity War feelings. So long, Merry Marvelites.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.